That word means it's fast, yeah. suppose if you were still bound and permission to do that. Okay. This is the first time you need to announce communication. What conference that you have in the office of the final report? for the single opinion that's true. But I hope that we can do it by two, we're going to do it for the first time, it's by the concern about the involved.
So what do you mean? Why is it?
Well, I think that if that's what they're trying to, what they're hoping to do, then we just, they have to set out to do it.
I would be forward, but there would be a way to, I don't think it's five or ten years. Not even that, but, did we just say on the three? No, three not three, so, did we say three not three? How about what? What about the rule of three percent? How about three? How about three? I'm not that, sound like five, so, I'm not the guy. You think you're really buying from a thinking that way. You said that three points mean about three percent. Yeah, you're just, you are a hundred percent. I'm not the good one, you know, I'm in my three, but I have. We, you know, we're not going to get these companies including the body failure and going from the impact of the life path to do the work. And they have a constant fear and value of hundreds of people. And before they got there, they were letting people buy a lot of them. But they all had two of their brothers, they stopped. And even got there, they didn't have knowledge, they were doing it, they didn't have it. The ultimate question is for us, the people, not the companies, we all have to play the time, but anybody. What is your role in life? People are good, or are they like paying by the United States, or the United States, or the United States, or the I think that the reason why you can do
Thank you, Arlington. The heart and power of the SSC must be open, must be a lot of white space, and must be service oriented. Now, I have a few more goodies to you, but I think that I better give you a chance to say something. Now, I'm going to say one more thing, and then you can just have at it. Okay? Everybody can go get a first cup of coffee and so on. Billy Walker Jr. strode back and forth under his tent, a hand microphone close to his mouth, his face dripping with perspiration and his voice hoarse from 2 solid hours of singing and preaching. Turning abruptly on his heel, he pointed to an audience of about 100 persons and shouted, "Does anyone want to praise Jesus?" About 20 feet away, a heavy-set, baldish man in his short sleeves, white shirt, clenched his hands and joined dozens of others in a chorus of hallelujah and praise the Lord. 27-year-old itinerant preacher who steps from town to town across the South and Southwest. Walker is the modern heir of an American revivalist tradition that dates from the Great Awakenings of the 18th and 19th century and the hardy circuit riding preachers of the Western frontier. He is also part of an evangelistic profession that is rapidly being transformed by the realities of modern life, especially the phenomena of urbanization. The number of tents is decreasing sharply every year. Evangelists are concentrating more and more on exhibition churches and public spaces. Billy Graham can still draw tens of thousands on a single night, but lesser names are finding it increasingly difficult to lure potential converts away from the television set. The authoritarian preaching has run its course to the Reverend Buckner Fanning, pastor of the Trinity Baptist Church. People want to ask questions and move beneath the surface, but they want to listen to someone who comes in as if he had the latest word from God on his private platform. I can go on, but I won't. Most of you come from a church tradition that has not embraced this level of evangelistic work. But isn't it amazing to me that the Jesus people are going to the church and down? And not the Irish tradition? It's an amazing thing. They suspect anything that's too highly organized, too highly structured, they're scared to death. And I do have one final thing, and then we go. Okay. Edward Olson, Educational Director of the National Conference of Christians and Jews. This is a good thing to have in your sermon file, by the way, too. I'll make you a copy if you want. Here you have it. He has suggested that in our thinking, we reduce the population of the earth, 2.5 billion, into one town of 1,000 people. How many have heard it? This is my piece that is just passed, and I don't want to touch it. You can get some coffee. This imaginary town of 1,000 people, 60 would be American, 940 would live in other nations. But the 60 Americans would receive half of the income of the entire community, and the other 940 would get the other half. About 330 of the 1,000 would be classified as Christians. Fewer than 100 would be Protestant Christians, and about 230 would be Roman Catholic Christians. In this town of 1,000 people, at least 80 of them would be practicing communists, and 370 others would be under communist domination. Of the 1,000 people in our town, white people would total 303, 697 would be non-white. The 60 Americans would have a life expectancy of 70 years. The other 940 would have a life expectancy of less than 40 years. The 60 Americans would have 15 times as many possessions per person as all the rest of the world. The 940 non-Americans would generally be hungry most of the time. The lowest income group in the 60 American community members would be better off than the average of the rest of the town. Half of the 1,000 people would never have heard of Jesus Christ. They didn't have his touch. But more than half would know something about Marx or Lenin or Stalin or Khrushchev or one of them. The American families would be spending $850 a year for military defense, less than $4 a year to share their religious faith with the people in the community. Many of the 60 Americans wouldn't even have brains enough to be thankful for the privilege of being American. And so it is a very nervous community, this town of 1,000. But most of the 60 Americans are too interested in eating and drinking to be much concerned about the rest of their own community. As somebody said recently, I'm still quoting, the whole world is watching America and Americans are watching television. Okay. Say something. Anything. Yeah. Okay. Yes, I do, with one little trigger. Yes. Thank you. So I'm going to put my stuff back in the folder here and walk around so we can really do some eyeballing. Yeah. Well, I think that it depends on what he's talking about. It's clothing. Now,
And by saying, you know, there must be something better than working on this jail or working on this man.
About time he's on his door, he's waiting for you for half an hour. I don't know what you're doing, waiting for you for half an hour.
James,
your
master.
God is love, sounding
you want me to do it?
I think it's easy. Brother T, I'm in the latest school. If you ever call him this struggle, I can't find something, mother, you know, this kind of everyday stuff. And then, the thing just comes in, and the mountain says, the kind of love just don't happen. You have to work on it.
Now, I'm talking only about mass media things. I'm not encroaching upon anything else that I'm talking about mass media and a level of sufficiency.
Yes.
You mentioned the three things, and of course, and unless I just encroaching to what I say about, I'm still being really grand. You can try to effectively do the mass media and the media to try to understand the judgment and say that you're exalted. Am I right? And if so, why did you say that?
Because he's very grand. He called it a fairly lost and a 6'3" frame and his man sweeping his hand about that thing. He has charisma. Hitler had it also. If there's something you can't define, I wish I could agree or say to you that I impress the majesty and the perfection of the Christian message of that same basis of the season, but I think it is a Christian message of the very grand. And I think that's what you believe. The Angelo Associates, which is run by a priest, and that's under it, didn't worry about the money that he was talking about. And he's really believed in the economy. His name was a government. I bet you many times. Friends, it's a holy thing, and I have to live by a holy people of God. I can't do it. Well, I'm good for you, Patrick. Oh, good. Listen, I'll tell you something about the same previous stuff. I think you've already heard it. You have one more than three that you use. And the master told about 5 years ago, the most popular DJ in Philadelphia, among his name, he got this telepath message from his guys. He said, I can't think of another thing I can do right now except play this. And it's just a question of how you want to sound pretty good at that. Now, this is an evangelizing message. But he comes back to the message. I have no idea what a man is addicted or not. But somehow he had a sweeping, tremendous realization that the message on the previous tape was something he did somehow play in a great figure of religion. That's not beating him over the head or heart to have special action. That's realizing that he is a human being who needs to do it, probably had a figure. Yeah, I can have him do that study. No, that's kind of interesting. Well, I'll tell you, I have argued that one. I've debated it at length. I said, I won the half the time. So, my point of view is that is I really don't think McCool meant that at all, because cool means cool, man. I can just sit there and I can do a thing, you know, and I can just take my drink or my bottle of beer. But hot means that you're aspiring, you're working with something. You're filling in holes, you have to think, you have to work at it.
What my boss do with that?
But he took Calvin and the clothes, not all of them.
Yeah, but well, you could use clothes and open eyes, I assume. Open means you have to work at it, clean the pot. Clothes are cool and everything is around you, it's all cheap. It's a cheap effect. Did you anyway walk down her after?
I'm not
going
to
You see, now this is a very interesting thing. Here you go first, but it will work full time in the Christian religion in some way, but I was doing a layman that may work full time to the human.
Yeah,
but maybe
it is a millions
and millions and millions and millions of people that walk down her got some kind of religion. Now, if you didn't see it, that's your definition, because you want to know what kind of religious message it is. How can you make it in the mass media? I know you said the dragon is the lion, something out of the island, but I don't know. Well, thank you. Well, what are we saying? How many saw the dragon in that place about one, two, three? I'm not just the president. I live in meaning. How can you expect to use the media in whatever sense you hope to without knowing what's on it? You can't lose it and 3 years later pick it up again. Too much goes by. That's a rerun, yeah, it's very good. Oh yeah, especially on my head. Oh, maybe that's a man named Adam. That's a good question. Yeah. You're looking for reruns or the room 223. Absolutely, because the people you are going to favor in putting themselves in the box. How can you preach over there, look over there, and say, I want nothing to do with what I wish you? You're feeding a joke and tension with hope you got that one. You think the geographic special is on the left, right here? The geographic special is on the left, right here. So this is the book for it. There are at least 17 hours a week. Good, I'm sorry. Well, we only have one here wherever you were in general before you come to see. Yeah. Yeah. Of the labs here, you know, I couldn't be so vehement on this, but I really feel, I honestly do, that anybody that's going to work in the world must know that that television set is on for 41 hours a week and they're in search of an hour. And how can you respond to their psychological and emotional needs with a 35-minute sermon or three hymns and a lovely choir and a wonderful organ? And they go home and watch the football game, and they do watch Tommy, and they do watch Tommy Lucy, and they do watch their stuff, and they watch the main drug that you got, but they watch it. Are they first you can
see?
first you can come back to that area, then put the difference in our religion. So if you can do that, you use the 10-foot I don't know that flow in the new world, except in the first school of the school room. And then I put it away. If you can't use motion pictures or good tape or something, you know, and they really respond, and it is a legitimate one, says that, my God, look at the cost of making motion pictures or film, you know. That is a camera there, there's one there, somebody used 1-inch tape. Somebody do some happy tape, you can buy a projector, a video tape projector for less than $1,000. You can put moving images in that video tape projector for exactly right. Now, if we have 3 hours, let's talk about Jesus Christ superstar. How many of you have heard it? That's possible. How many have heard it all? Okay. Did you have the section, some of you, when you were yeah, that's right. We did it at a church and missed people and everything going on right there. And holy cow, we didn't have the text, you know. Everybody said all the way through, but what a, you know. People who didn't know, who hadn't listened to it before, who had no orientation. Often, making sense, usually with a holy statement of 20th century America, that the Bible would be described in the church. And I'm 48 years of age, and that's a miracle of music right there. That's wonderful. The fact that if you just hear it, you have heard it, right? And with the prayer. If you don't have a word inside you, you I know, maybe I even hear that prayer. I miss 3/4 of the word, what was saying, and all of it, just a bunch of noise. But when you get in this Mary Magdalene business, you know, and walking across the coming to you, I feel that every moment that whole phone is when he says, get out of my life. Because that's what people are saying. And we've got to use their language to get them back to their life, to bring back to their life. Yes.
I'm used to buy all of this, but I have a mentor to come to work in the community. He spoke to me, he talked about the young people and the young people in the entire process, and he said, still people don't matter, it's not going to and yet, music ministry, we have to face the fact that I think we don't realize it.
I went too far for my next to last page, just a minute. Last time I said there is hope. I said, we can continue to speak in tongues in order to communicate with those who understand the special language. And I think there's a problem. And what I meant to suggest to you is that we cannot just drop it for those who understand it, for the people who have the biggest steps and who really have need as they go down the ladder of life for us. We can't just reject them. But I'm saying we ought to go beyond. To, after all, the average age in this country is 27 years and then younger. You know, that's what I'm trying to say. We can continue, you know. I'm not saying we need to get, but why not have 2 services? We need 2. I have a coffee house, and that's what I'm saying. Let's get on 2 paths. If we're down there, we're going to wait a few days. We have a lot of nice church there. The lady, there's a family evangelist, who's retired, a family married. I feel like it's come right. But she was saying, no. And she stopped thinking about it 10 years ago. our church is Kenya. I feel every once in a while, you know, but somehow it's the past. I think we have to do a big thing. But we're not going to put all of our eggs in that basket. Not to know if you want to do a few things, and then you're basically going to say, what's the matter for the world? What are you going to do? And then you capitulate completely, and I'm pretty sure you have to find them where they are. Not the real, but the real. I've had a big jump yet. And speak of Christ in new, intelligible ways that they can understand. God, Jesus Christ is the same.
Yeah,
I feel like the wineskin, man. Kind of. This one got new wineskins as well. You know, you have to read new wine over here in both, and there's a whole thing. So you really take the container, the mind, if you will, to receive the messages that are there that say.
While the church in many ways is traditionally, in several ways it is not. And you can see the ministry in 19 November 13 and stuff like that going on. You need to get the church over the last 15 years to have been a little bit guilty of being excited to run the church.
I'm sure it has. It was a thing to do to go down to Southern Alabama. You know, and a lot of them are across the cities there just doing it for production. I'm sure that in some of the burning things that are coming to people, it's better, but it depends on come and go. Yes, I do agree with that. But I'm not too sure that's bad. Now, if bad is meaning it's false, it is a sin attempt to ask or put something over on somebody, that's bad. I think it's written in seven person and investing in life and trying to do so. And then people say, you know, what kind of job? Somebody has a rope on their own and they have a hand. Not too bad. Whether the person hot beef sandwiches and I forgot my piece that was just on to. Well, I picked up this loaf from the present day. You had that? If you got this. Selected bibliography, you had to pick it out and make that a good thing.
The rest of the time is about
2 years. Okay? Now, friends, I'm going to run down the first 2 columns on the front page and show you how long ago these books were published. We've been with it, yeah. 11 years, 7 years, 5 years. That's 56 and 71. 15 years. 10, 10, 10, 5, 53. That's 8. The next one is 8, 6, and so on. Now, I don't know if you can go on, do we? We don't need to go on, do we? Unless the whole thing is all that way. Books, and I publish two, but the minute you do the editing on a dry proof and get them back to the publisher, I will have a very sinking feeling because by God, something's going to change next month. And they can get on at their feet. Now, the point is, I have a sinking feeling making an easy thing. That much of what we do in mass media and in the church is based on concepts like that. So you think of mass media and change. That is a 5 years ago, 10 years. Even production techniques. In 5 years, they say, I got it. But the EDR system, process, and all that, to be the basic instrument of television. There are too many people who don't need to go out and have to buy another black box to pick up their own stuff. And I still don't think it's a basic tenet to figure out and spend $2 to rent. Copy of Living with a Flyer takes good on a little flyer, takes only pay and part of the mountain, you can turn the thing around and get everything for nothing. I think it's a vast education to replace libraries. You can put in the dormitory room, sign it up in the library, pick up the book. The EDR will drop in and it takes that and show you in your room what you want to do. Now, I hope that people like you and have the courage to hear me speak as I have without saying the prayer. I'm going to do something about who we use as mass media as Christianity. I'm going to do that now. Just get away from mine. Nine shots, you know, they published that Bible 2 years ago in London. I think I heard a clicking on that. It's full of pictures. Moses is a businessman sitting in a bed. It shows the need of more than I the world. I think like that. The Bishop of Canterbury, when he first saw it, said my mind made no jump. And you think there's there before, that's the only thing to hear. I don't know about that. Personally, you know. But
I think what you're talking about is a big problem,
back up and not feel like I'm ready to walk. Well, we can't run ahead of them because the media always follows.
Only
follow it. It can't lead. It's impossible in communication theory for the media to lead anything. It all leads us reactionary. Now, what I mean here is the fact that I'm having a bit different right now. Okay, let's take Bill Goodman and McPherson's book on public television. Has a lot of drawings on how to fix an interview set. That is entirely based on the fact that in those days, the television station couldn't care less about the religious structure or the public service structure. And they don't know that for different reasons. But in that book, written, it's like a Wilson page, maybe 11 or 12 years ago, it has a chart like this. You can't stand even successful talk programs on television today. I think successful talk programs. So they sit like that. That's nothing but the language, the body language. It's too expensive. When we turn this at all and we see them sitting like that, we say, it's going to be live. So what do the successful talk programs do? They're the touchdowns. Talk, knowledge. It's all for that. So you have various backgrounds behind it. And the camera shots are very interesting. Remember the 9 questions? But most religious programs that I see, the top makers, I'm not sure here, but throughout the country, it's mostly television station, I think. Instead of telling you, listen, you might be having a good one today. I'm glad to see some of the things you do here. I'm sure they're very good because it's clear that people are telling you. It's not very promotional, some of them, or some of them are doing. Certainly, not a couple of messages, you know. It's busy, you know, you can hardly walk because the bridge is flowing down the hall. I got to hope this place, let me go into the big broadcast, eh? Hello there, world. Yeah.
Because nothing would have happened. Which is why in desperate time, nothing would have said this time. That's why I refuse to talk to people when I conduct interviews and television or panels. I say, how do you do? My name is John Rogers. That's all I'm talking about. Let's go sit down in the circle we're going to talk about. Because if you memorize a script, you know, then how do you feel about people jumping off the Empire State Building? I don't think they should jump off the Empire State Building because, you know, now, the Luther Hour is going to have a program that Sylvie and Rudy Swanky back here. By the way, he's never been out. I don't even know this program. It's the Sylvie. It's an American now, and every industry is the manager of the Luther Hour in India. And Rudy Swanky back here is the same for the Johannes Burke Bahasa. And there are two of my SIU. And this is people from three different groups here. And you can read some party afterwards. But anyway, we're going to do a program for the Luther Hour. And directly discussed it, and I'm going to talk with each of them individually. I'm not going to talk to them, so you have to identify them. And if we gym together and send it to the people, but we will never sit down and discuss and be clear what we're going to talk about in the show, because that would all move too smoothly. That's that tension thing I'm trying to write an article on. I can't do tension to make me interested. You have to. No tension at hand. Okay, that's one way. Another way is for the moderator to say, now ladies and gentlemen, let's talk about the skin on the internet. What are you doing? That's the intention. Keep an audience here. Oh, the guy is in the middle of a speech. Now, we know perfectly well in the Lutheran Church, and the moderator is going to say, now, just a minute, I don't know what you're talking about. That's tension. You have to not structure anything in communication to the obvious point of view. For example, when anybody gives speech, I started today. Until I got to a certain point, I could read you folks like a book. I knew a good deal of speaking. I can read an audience like a book. I could see the wheel slow in a movie, courtesy. Okay, I've heard all this before that. But then I could see the wheel picking up here. And then there are a few other words here I use, and I could see the wheel driving a little faster. And I'm going to sit up a little more. You know, if I have this sensor on your palms, your hands, with a swap and so forth, you could put them on a character and see what happens. That's what I mean. You must be careful. It mustn't be comfortable, because I don't think you can take a comfortable place in the 20th century. Yes, sir.
You think that
the
generation
in the late 19th century, you think that you? Oh, I think so. I don't think it's very obvious, but you know. Now, they rehearsed part of that show. I'm talking about that as a good deal of part of the time. But I think they do. I think that they constantly. CBS does it no different, does it most of all. You know, you start off something and you say, did you ever do that? You know, I can't believe you did that. break off in the middle and so forth. Yeah, I think they do. Let me very quickly draw something for you about this freedom of speech business. To me, there are three levels of communication. This one is called the accepted level, where, as we would say, so that's what you mean, the church where you're going to have two hymns, an anthem of the choir, a song by that minister, opposing a hymn, etc. We know exactly what's going to happen. We don't know exactly the words we're using, it's expected, it's comfortable. Then you vary this a little bit. You start with the singing, sometimes. Or we have two anthems together. Or we don't have any hymns at all, or we have only hymns. You know, I call this the interesting. Or you can also use a very useful word, as viable, meaning useful. Okay. This one up here was always rather than the same. We call this, I call it, the wow level. He's an interesting, negative friend here. Wow, he's crazy, you know. Stan Freeberg spoke to the National Association of Broadcasters. He is going walking. Here's how he did it. Here are 1,500 people sitting in this audience. Packed. You couldn't get tickets to get in. Now I present you Stan Freeberg. Stan Freeberg. Taking the corner. Good morning. Now I'd like to talk to you today about that audience around the edge of that chair before he opens his mouth. He didn't have to say anything at all. But the simple act, unexpected, totally changed where the beginning from. Sometimes you have me to give you a whole semester of interpersonal course and you're talking great depth about this. But I say that we should occasionally, to make this more meaningful, read that thing also. I think you all have to finish it tonight. You do it a lot, but somehow you just end up here. For a moment, you go out and you can do it a thousand. I better close. Let me close with a simple thing. Hope it's useful for you. About, I guess let's see, my son is 16 now. He's in Brussels, Belgium, studying in international living. But he was 3 years old. We were living in Jacksonville, Illinois. So I was assistant to the president of National College. My next door neighbor, his wife, became suddenly very ill. And I went in and ministered to her faith and kept her alive. And she's still living, by the way, but I mean, I was in a funeral. But the husband wasn't home. He couldn't find me. He couldn't find a doctor. He was a injury. And then there were two hospitals in Jacksonville. He couldn't find anybody there. They were all in the hospital. He was getting the other night. Louise could look out the window of our house into the kitchen of the house and say, where I was at the beginning of the afternoon, the ministering there. And after he was began to call somebody on the telephone, Louise began to cry. She couldn't reach anybody. So she took little Jeff out 3 years old, you know. She was carried on to the man. Took him up and she said, Jeff, what am I going to do? I can't call anybody. And then Jeff, he's not doing anything. Turned way back in her arms and he said, Mommy, why won't you call him back? Now, I have a really solid feeling that we are covering up the real God of history and the Jesus Christ of, we know, with layers of words and structure and the way we want it, to the point where they couldn't talk